Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. We go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline to welcome in from the New England Patriots, cornerback Stephon Gilmore. He is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The AFC Defensive Player of the Month joins us now. Stephon Gilmore, what's going on?
Good, how you doing?
What's going on, Steph? What'd you make of the other night? Now you had a chance to get back, watch the film, and see what you guys did well or what you didn't do so well.
I think we didn't start fast like we wanted to, and I just think the things that we didn't do well, it was our fault. So that's how I look at it. It was our fault. We didn't make the plays, or we had a penalty, and there's nothing they did. They had a great game plan. They played well, but I think we could have controlled our own stuff more.
Steph, it seems like with that particular offense, there's always this sort of, I guess, shock factor, because it's a lot different than what you see typically in the NFL. I'm wondering, early on, did they catch you guys off guard with anything that maybe you weren't quite prepared for?
No, they didn't catch us off guard. They just, we knew what they were going to do, but you know, they played great that night. You know, they ran the ball good, you know, and they made plays when they had to. And, you know, it was just their day that day.
When you practice against, you know, scout team, and I'm sure, you know, Bill tried to give you guys a ton of looks with Lamar and what it's going to look like or feel like, you know, when Sunday night comes around. Was his speed faster than what you guys expected as far as a quickness factor?
No, I don't think it was faster, but I think, obviously, Lamar Jackson is a fast player, very elusive. You know, their running game got going, and, you know, and we just didn't start fast. We dug ourselves in the hole, so we had a couple of penalties that we could have avoided. But, you know, they played a good game, and, you know, we learned from it, and we move on.
Do you think that the matchup against Baltimore is pretty unique, and that you won't see another team like Baltimore on your schedule?
I mean, I can't say that because we got a lot of good teams ahead of us. You know, Philly is a good team that's, you know, running some of the same stuff. You know, it's a copycat league, so they go try to do the things that they did that was successful. So, you know, we got a big game coming up in Philly, you know, after the bye. So we got to correct what we didn't do well last game and go from there.
Bye week coming at a good time for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, I guess, week 10. So it's a good time to have the bye and kind of relax our bodies and stuff and, you know, and get ready to go for the home stretch.
You sticking around or are you getting away for the bye weekend?
I'm going to go to Charlotte. I got a place in Charlotte with my wife and kids. So I'm going to go there and relax and, you know, enjoy my time.
How valuable is the mental break, just being able to kind of get away from football for a few days? Because obviously you guys have been pretty much grinding since, what, the end of July? That's over 3 months now.
It is very important. You know, we've been going at it, like you said, for a long time. And, you know, every day just going at it hard, preparing each and every week. And, you know, you get a little time to take a break. You need that mentally and physically, so. It's always good to have a bye week at this time of the year.
Are you guys hearing the national talking heads that are spending a lot of time calling your defense fraudulent this week?
No, I haven't heard that. To be honest, I haven't been watching the ball this week, the bye week, so I try to.
Van Noy will take care of that. Van Noy will get you guys.
I'm sure Kyle Van Noy is going to have a lot of time to watch TV during the bye week. I'm sure he'll report back to all of you.
I try not to watch TV, so.
You know, the experts out there, yeah. You know, the funny thing about playing you know, at night in prime time is you get to sit back, watch the rest of the league times because you're so well coached, your team. And you sit that back and kind of chuckle at some of these teams that basically can't function at times when you watch games out there, other teams play? Without naming teams. I mean, there's some poorly coached teams out there.
Yeah, I mean, it starts in, you know, every day, you know, from the coach to the players, you know, really focused on each and every technique, working on your craft and, you know, trusting your teammates. And, you know, it takes a whole for a team to come together and play as a team, and it's not easy. So
let me rephrase that. I mean, does that make you appreciate the position you're in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you take it, you know, stuff serious, you know, you coach the little things. Sometimes it's the little things. It's not nothing that someone's trying to do. It's just the little things that some players might not know that, you know, come from the coach and the player taking the information and trying to apply it to the field.
All right, Steph, we'll enjoy the bye. Appreciate your time. Thanks for checking in before you take the break. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good time with the family.
Stephon Gilmore joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Very steady.
Always is.
Mm-hmm.
So he is.
Not too high, not too low.
He did admit last week to, I think, your colleague at SI, Jenny, said that she was asking him if he's the best corner in the NFL, and he said, well, you know, you can watch the tape.
That's a yes.
She sort of forced him into the. Yes. And she said, well, would the tape tell me that Stephon Gilmore is the best corner in the NFL? And he said, yeah. So he's finally admitted that he's the best corner in the league. He's admitting it. He's
how many times do you laugh a day?
I don't know. I'm sort of playing it up for you guys now.
No, you're not. That's natural. Because you can't play up a fake. Like, that's not a fake laugh. Right, Hardy? That ain't fake.
Hell of a laugh, Bert. You shouldn't tone that down at all.
I'm jealous. I think
we've worked with people that
I think Bert Breer has more authentic, genuine laughs in one day than I do in a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I should feel good about
you
that.
Should, yeah, you should feel
you're
awesome
a happy
about
guy.
That.
Like you got lines in your face from smiling. Like you got that
good. I was so upset with the lines in the face thing today because
did Brady yesterday?
Yeah, because of Brady's wrinkleless face.
Unbelievable.
He came in.
My wife taught me actually how you look for Botox. You guys know?
Eyebrows.
No wrinkles over the age of 35.
It's the forehead. If the forehead, she showed me like this. She's like, it's a telltale sign. If the forehead's flat.
Really?
If the forehead's completely flat, like then that's how you see, that's how you find Botox.
You need her to tell you that.
Yes. Wow. You knew that?
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's what you get Botox.
So speaks from experience. That's how Zoe knows.
Hardy, would you need a person in the medical field to tell you to look at the forehead line?
I would not know
if
that.
Flat,
how would you?
Good Botox.
I don't know that. I didn't
how
know
would
it.
You know?
That's what Botox was invented for.
I mean, it's for wrinkles, but yeah.
I would say you have no wrinkles and you're older. Like, you must have some sort of Botox.
Yeah. Well, it's really just to freeze your muscles in your forehead so you can't. Make those lines. So you can't really move your eyebrows. Basically, you become a mannequin.
Yep. So there you have it. Does Brady not have any forehead wrinkles? I haven't looked.
He doesn't have anything.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like it is. Like,
I've been over every inch of his body with a fine-tooth comb.
Can I touch it?
It is crazy when you look at pictures of Brady from like
when he looks older
when he's first starting, right?
Yeah,
Those pictures where you see him with like the flat brim Red Sox cap from like when he was 22 or 23, whatever it is.
He had that fat dimple on his chin.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's like it legit looks like he's older. I mean, he definitely looks older than Baker Mayfield looked the other day.
Oh yeah,
or younger.
That meme that's going around. I haven't seen that one. The 1.5 years of being Cleveland Browns fan.
They got a picture.
It's really rough on you.
They got side by side of him and Uncle Buck.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Look what's happened to Baker Mayfield in 18 months. You talk about aging. Like, he does not look good right now.
Bert, we're going to ask you what you make of the Patriots' offensive struggles coming up next. Also, some commentary from Greg Bedard that was read on yesterday's Felger and Maz show. Zo, did you catch that? I know you catch every minute of Felger and Maz.
Of course.
Did you hear some of that?
Of course.
All right, we'll get to that.
Did you see Maz stuff in a big boy doll, too?
Yeah,
we have the big boy doll.
We have the doll, and we can reread that. So
I wonder if the doll will ever make it into the Fuppets.
I hope something. So. Hardy, something to think about.
But it's been requested. It's not a puppet. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, it hasn't. Is it?
Wow.
No.
Easy puppet, man.
No, because.
Is the J. Stu Lizard a puppet?
Doesn't mean
you idiot. How do you not know that?
No.
Doesn't meet the artistic
standards. Can we get a loft puppet?
Stupid me.
Maz is requested. He's like, I spent all this money on eBay for this Bedard doll. I'm like, it's a doll. It's not a puppet. You can't make its mouth move.
How about you cut a hole in the...
How about you and I split it in the back of it?
Its mouth doesn't move.
Put your hand in there.
I don't know how to do it.
How about you and I? We'll split the cost. We'll get a Bunsen Honeydew puppet for Louth and have Hardy to incorporate the Fuppets there and maybe a Beaker one for Jimmy the intern.
That's Steely McBeam for Tom. The Steelers mascot.
They just have the Steelers mascot sit in studio.
Steely McBeam is a great
Greg Bedard's criticisms of the Patriots offense and their struggles. That's next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
What's up, Bert? 617-779-0985. Tell me about the Patriots' offensive struggles and your thoughts on it before we get to Greg Bedard.
I think they're sort of where they were last year, where they're still trying to figure out who they're going to be. And the difference between this year and last year, the biggest one to me isn't Gronk, it's the offensive line. And
is it like 2015?
That's a decent comparison. I mean, you remember the way Brady got the crap kicked out of him in the AFC title game?
23 hits.
Yeah.
And how they couldn't run the ball with any consistency. And they were trying to get Steven Jackson on tape in the final weeks of the season.
I forgot about that. The Miami game. Yeah, that was not good.
Plus, Brady got rolled up in that game. Also had leg broken by Sue.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get Isaiah Wynn back, and that's going to make a difference.
Yep.
You're going to need to get better play out of Marcus Cannon and Shaq Mason. That's a given. Your center position is what it is. So, I mean, you can get better there. And I think, you know, Wynn's ability to stay healthy is obviously central to everything. But what do they hang their hat on right now? Like, when you're in the fourth quarter, like, what are they really leaning back on?
It's probably going to be Sanu and Edelman.
What are they good at? Right. And I think
Edelman
it's going to be
Edelman won.
I think it's probably going to look a little bit like it did when you didn't have Gronk in the past and you had Amendola and Edelman, right? Like, I think that's sort of what the offense is going to be.
They've won with that,
yeah. I mean, it just, to me, Beadle, it just means your defense has to be that much better. And we knew that, right?
You played a better defense 2 years ago in the AFC title game in Jacksonville, and Gronk got knocked out of that game prior to the half.
Mm-hmm.
And Edelman kept you in that game.
Right.
Won the game for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's different. It's definitely a little different. To me, like, the priority now is just limiting the damage on your 42-year-old quarterback and just finding ways to not – you want to win games, but I think that, you know, your number two priority as an offense right now is just making sure that you're protecting him and he's not taking unnecessary hits in regular season action.
All right, here's the Bedard email on the Felger-Maz email chain as read yesterday on the Felger-Maz show.
Oh, wow. Was this not supposed to be made public and then it became public?
They read it yesterday on the show. I'm going to read it now. It's already been on the air once.
Do you want to read it like through the voice of Big Boy, of Bob's Big Boy over there?
No, I'll read
is
it.
Is that a Bob's Big Boy?
Zoe will handle the puppetry.
There's Carlos.
Zoe will handle the puppetry, and I will handle the email.
Why don't you put him up on the table and just move him around?
I will handle the email.
Grab his arms and just have him go like this. Like
it
while
says,
you're...
going through the film, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, and Las Vegas Review Journal. Going through the film, just finished the offensive. Since I broke down the bigger defensive plays on Monday morning, I think I might be more horrified by the offense at this point.
Horrified?
That's like Jim Lout. Jim Lout has big problems with the offense. He does. He's very concerned.
I said my concerns with the offense, not the defense.
Are you horrified?
No, not horrified. Right.
Horrified's a big word.
Horrified's a big one.
Big one.
He says they have literally nothing going for them. It looked like they had to resort to no huddle just to keep the Ravens off them.
Wow.
And to create space. That's not sustainable. I think the Ravens were...
Wait a minute. What do you mean sustainable? I mean, their ability to adapt and... Okay, this is what we're going to do against this team.
If I had to interpret that, he's saying... You're going to do that all year? You do it the rest of the season?
The blueprints made?
Well, every time
laid out?
No, you're saying every time you need a drive, you're just going to go no huddle? Do you think that's going to work every time?
No.
Well, it's not. I mean, I'm with him on that.
No, but I'm saying...
You can't just on it and say, oh, we'll go no huddle and we'll score every time.
Right, because then you go throwing out your defense screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it can work in a pinch.
What's Ohio State do, Bart? They just do what they do.
He says, I think the Ravens... The Ravens half were happy to let the Patriots throw 5-yard passes and take up time. They were happy to let them, you know, here, go ahead.
They were playing with the lead almost right away.
We've got the lead. You want to march? You want to take time? Take time. Take all the time you need. You know, you guys are playing from behind here. If it's going to take you a while, do it.
You know why? Because they're well coached, because they're not a complete bleep show the way that a lot of other teams are. We're here to win
the game.
Oh,
because there's a thought process there from John Harbaugh.
Yeah. Hey, you want the 3-yard hitch? Take it. There you go. Go ahead.
Congratulations.
Yep. Thanks for taking 8 minutes off the clock for us.
And then when we get to the red zone, we're going to try and hold you to 3.
Yep.
Here's what he says about Mohamed Sanu. This is what I heard yesterday, and I thought, oh, Mohamed Sanu. This is interesting. He said Sanu's game may have been the most overrated I've seen in a while. He was great in this game, really? And he's right. We've all sort of painted the picture of this was a great game for Sanu. I have. He said, name me one play where he impressed. I can tell you the one where I was impressed. 2nd and 5 in the red zone.
Red zone catch, short, turned it up. There was 2 on the sideline where he lowered his shoulder, didn't go out of bounds.
There's my response.
Guys run out of bounds.
There's the easy one. That's the highlight play of the game on him. Adjusted on his route, got a first down, got yards after the catch. That was impressive. Game 2. He says he caught 10 passes for 81 yards, and 44 of that was yards after the catch. That means his depth of target was 3.7 yards. He averaged 4.4 yards per reception, his long 15 yards. On his touchdown, the Patriots needed Edelman and Watson to bowl 3 defenders open. The INT was his fault. He stopped running. Yay. He could catch some hitches and rub routes.
I disagree with this because, like, what exactly did you think you were getting? Like his yards per reception.
People think it's Manny Sanders after Thursday.
Mohamed Sanu's career yards per reception: 9.6, 9.7, 14.1. There's the outlier: 11.9, 11.1, 10.5, 12.7, 9.3. Like, this is who the guy's always been. Like, he is. We knew this when they got him. He's an inside. He's a slot receiver, right? Like, he's a move the chains.
What teams don't run pick plays?
He's a little different.
That's such an unflattering photo of Bedard. They just used
up. Where?
They just took it down. Put it back, Josh. We want to see it again. Bedard's thoughts.
Well, that's...
No, it's an old photo. Oh! He looks so grumpy. He looks so damn grumpy.
Looks like a school principal.
That's horrible.
Bedard's going to kill us.
He's got to go bathroom.
He's going to kill us.
This is the principal. It's like the look on the principal's face when you get in trouble. When you get in trouble.
No one knows what it's like to be...
That's the look on the principal's face when I get in trouble. It's like, oh, you again?
Here's the thing, though, about Sanu. Does he look explosive the way that Emmanuel Sanders looks?
Well, Sanders is different. We knew that, like, though, right? Like, we knew that. Like, that's who, like, Mohamed Sanu, for better or worse, like, this is what he is. He's a chain-moving slot receiver. He's different than Edelman and Amendola and Troy Brown and other guys they've had here, Welker, because he's bigger. and he's a little more physical. He's more of like an Anquan Boldin, like Jarvis Landry type of slot. But this is what he is. He's a slot receiver. He
might be better for you in a pinch, like on these third and threes, where you got to bang it on a guy and he's going to fight for the ball.
I mean, this is who he's always been. Like, he played with
instead of that jet guy. You know,
I mean, like when they had him in Atlanta, like the whole idea was we have AJ Green or we have Julio Jones, who is our dominant X, right? And then they had Taylor Gabriel at the time when they went to the Super Bowl, who was their like over the top speed guy, and then they had Sanu, who was the chain mover. Like, that's what this guy's always been. Like, when you traded for him, this is what you were getting.
So when they need that big play, like let's say the big play to Rob Gronkowski setting up a potential game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl last year, who's that big play come from on this team if they need it again from the offense?
I mean, like Edelman, Dorsett, I don't know.
Dorsett. I mean,
the big play, if we're
relying on Dorsett,
the downfield play,
where's it coming from?
It's not Julian's game.
Nobody's game here. That's sort of what I think Bedard is pointing to.
Right.
In his criticism.
Where you can play them a certain way and not have to pay for it.
Yes.
Right. You can sit on stuff, you can play tight to the line, you can be aggressive with the receivers. There's not the threat that they're gonna make you pay down the field.
No. Do you believe anything on Rob Gronkowski possibly coming back?
No.
I don't either. You know who still does?
Zoe. Zoe might know stuff too.
Of course,
he's right there. You can ask him.
I don't know anything.
You're keeping lights on for him.
We don't believe you when you say.
You're keeping lights on for him.
No, we don't.
I'm keeping lights on for him. Yeah.
Okay. Because I just think, I don't know. I've been told all along that Gronk is being told to do this. Like, he's being told to kind of keep that light on because it's good for business, right? Like,
it keeps your name up there,
right? Yeah. Well, I mean, like the whole thing is like. Like, okay,
I don't wake up and think, boy, I wonder how that CBD thing's going with that.
You want to stay relevant. You want to stay relevant. What's the best way to stay relevant? Best way to stay relevant is to remain in the news cycle. How do you remain in the news cycle? You remain in the news cycle by keeping people believing that there's a possibility that you come back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Florio thing was interesting, I guess, but like, what does that mean? You know, like 40% to 20%? I don't know.
You can't put a number on it.
It means that even
if it's
people,
a 90,
it means that even his people,
on it.
Even his stupid people that are motivated to keep him out there is possibly coming back. Even his guy, Drew Rosenhaus, is taking the number down, which is, if that guy's taking the number down, the number must really be down.
Because that guy is tied to his business.
That guy's got every motivation to say, no, still a real chance, and make it a story. Even that guy's like, even the chance.
Don't count on it.
Going down.
Don't count on it.
And every week that goes by, the chance is less.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, I think, the math of it.
I mean, there's also, like, the whole, like, if he's going to come back in December, like, what's he going to give you? Like,
how long does it take to get ready?
I don't know. Zoke's probably better to answer that.
He says 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
He said 2 weeks.
But 10 to 14 days.
He looks skinny, though, man. Like,
I'm not telling you he's going to run over anybody.
I don't know. I mean, like, is it that easy, Zoe? In 2 weeks, you could turn around and do that?
Like some guys that are
freakish.
They just roll out there. Yeah. Yeah.
If you believe
I'm not saying throwing the ball 10 times a game. It's just to what you said. What's that one play? Who's making that one play?
You know, which is like what he was at the end of last year.
Does a quarterback trust him to throw it around him?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of last year, you were sort of saving him for like the big moments, and he came up huge in the big moments. So,
yeah. I'll just say this, Bert, I'm starting to think they need him for the first time.
Yeah.
For the first time.
That's what we talked about, right? If the frustration gets to the point, we're saying you're punching him out two weeks in a row here. Do you have the ability of the one guy to pick up the phone and say, let's go?
And it's not because of the offense. Really, it's not. It's because of the defense. I'll explain. We'll talk about it with Bert.
Ooh.
And we'll do that after headlines with Hardy. That's coming up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mm-hmm.
It's where it's at.
All right, here's my explanation on that, because you know what I've said, so they'll be fine. Offense is going to have to deal with their problems, and the defense will carry them.
Yeah, boy, Beetle.
What if the defense can't carry them? What if what we saw Sunday night continues? Well, then they got to do something. And that would have to be what? What are the options that are left?
That's what I'm saying.
Trade deadline's over.
The only option is Isaiah Wynn right now.
That's it.
And there's somebody else.
So
that's it.
That's why I just say starting. I'm not at the point where I'm like, oh, they absolutely need to have Gronk come back. I'm just saying, if all of a sudden they go out against Philadelphia and they can't stop Philly, or they have issues against Kansas City, or they have issues against Dallas, and all of a sudden the defense, I was wrong. If I was wrong about the defense, then I've got to resort to something else here. And the only thing I could think of is Rob Gronkowski. That's like the only thing left. That's it. I'm hoping that this game against Baltimore is just the bad matchup that I think it is. But I've been wrong many, many, many times, Bert. I've been wrong so many times in my life that I could easily be wrong again.
I think there's a fair second guess that you got the wrong receiver. That you should have pushed.
But I like Sanu.
I like Sanu too.
So I'm not mad that they got Sanu. I really like that they got him.
I think Sanu is a really good player.
That's a lot of talking over each other right there.
Don't get me wrong, but like, did you guys watch the Thursday night game?
Yeah.
And what like Emmanuel Sanders looked like right off the bat?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, maybe that defense stinks they played.
You know what I think sucks? You know what I think about Emmanuel Sanders? I don't think he has a knee injury. I think that's all bull crap. I think he was dogging it in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sucks because if you're the Patriots or any other team that was looking at trading for him, you probably factored that in. And I think it was nonsense. Because he looks completely healthy.
Oh, he looked very healthy.
Yeah, looks very healthy.
Yep. But I think
unfortunate.
I think there's a fair argument that you got the wrong player, that you got the wrong receiver. And I think Sanu is going to be a very, like I said, like I think you what you saw on Sunday night is exactly what Sanu is. He's an underneath possession slot receiver, right? Who's big and tough and does, like he's a perfect fit for what they've always looked for in receivers. I just think Manny Sanders brings a little bit of a different dimension that you don't have right now and might have been useful.
I also think the Patriots need to find on their roster someone else who can get down the field through either Dorsett or Jacoby Myers, who played one freaking snap on Sunday night. They could afford to figure out a little more with him because when he plays, he's not bad.
Well,
and sometimes he's good, straight up good.
I mean, eventually could that be Harry
down the field?
The guy who can body someone up. I'm not saying he's going to be running by anybody.
He's not,
but he can body people up, and you can throw jump balls to him because that's sort of what he was at Arizona State.
I don't know. I mean, how would any of us know? We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect.
And I just don't, like, I don't trust that they're going to trust him. Because I think that what we've seen,
they've been kicking the crap out of the kid and everything they say about him
for months. Well, and if you look at the receivers who have produced as rookies, really there are three of them, right? Like, over, and this is over 20 years. It's, and correct me if I'm missing somebody here, Zoe, Deion Branch,
Mitchell,
Malcolm Mitchell,
Edelman.
Julian Edelman. Those are the three. And those three did wind up having injuries their rookie years, but for the most part, they were pretty clean summer into the season, right? So they sort of got ramped up into the season, and they had all that background. And Harry doesn't have that because he missed 8 weeks. And so that part of it, to me, like, I don't know that they're going to get to a point where they trust him in a big spot before the end of the year just because they don't have the backlog that they had with those other two.
617-779-0985. Joe is in Connecticut. Hey, Joe.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Hi.
I think I'm Beatles' favorite caller now after what I said yesterday. But I got 2 points again. So the first one's real quick. I think Sanu, probably not the best option. I mean, just for what was out there. I mean, obviously, I think in retrospect, you want Sanders. But, like, he's just a body. You know what I mean? They're at that point where it's just, can you catch the football and have you been in the league? That's fine. We'll make it work. Second point, more of a discussion, and I'm kind of a little bit off topic, sorry. But why? So you guys talk about the naysayers and the ESPN guys and the talking heads, Bayless, Wright, all those morons that just go back and forth. Oh, they're done, you know. Do you think they actually believe it? Like, this is, like, it's more of like a media question.
No, I think they root for it. I do.
Yeah,
I think they want to be.
Nick Wright looks. Yeah, go ahead.
They want to be the first to say, we called it. We told you. Told you he hit the wall.
You know what the other thing is, too?
Like, they're tired of it. I mean, I understand.
I don't know so much that. I think they're just trying to be interesting. And it's not interesting to say the Patriots are great. Everybody knows
right.
that.
Right. It's television. They're on television.
Right. It's not interesting. It's not interesting to agree with everybody that what we're seeing is amazing and the best thing that we've ever seen in the NFL and that Bill's the greatest coach and Tom's the greatest quarterback. Like, that's not interesting because it's already been said. If you're trying to be interesting, you go the other way.
They're trying to entertain.
Right. It's entertainment.
And they're getting plenty of attention for it.
Yep.
And that's ultimately their goal.
And they're getting attention for it in the actual building. In Foxborough.
In that building. Yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and again, the bye week is here, and those guys will have time to watch TV this week.
Wonder if Kyle
Van Noy will. Van Noy's got a new baby at home.
Kyle's going to be working the DVR this weekend.
I'm sure he'll be like on the couch, you know, doing feedings and stuff. The dad duty at home,
yep.
You know.
maybe Belichick will send him home for the bye weekend with like a special recorder. Hey, just
sitting there with his X1 remote.
Just want to make things a little easier for you.
Rewind 2 minutes. Watching it again. Just seeing what was said. Just storing it in the memory bank. Let's go to Bradley in Pittsfield. Hi, Bradley.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
I got a theory about Sunday's game. I know they fell asleep in the first quarter and all that. But what do you think about Belichick not showing his hand, thinking that he's going to probably see him again in the playoffs?
That's the first time we had that theory this week.
I've heard it. Elsewhere.
Zoe mentioned it quickly yesterday. You buying that one, Zoe?
No.
They were just keeping their plans.
Yeah, let's
close to the vest. They don't want to
wish we see this.
They
want to
blow the Ravens' game plan in the regular season. They want to save
this
that
could
one.
You know what, guys? Let's play in Baltimore. But you know what? Let's keep
this as a preseason game number two.
Yeah,
we don't want to show too much.
Okay. Yeah. All right then. A couple NFL notes for Burt that we want to address. Coming up next, including a quarterback change in Jacksonville. Zoe, you might have to update your list at some point this week.
Got a lot of guys coming back.
Minshew out, Foles back in. Chargers apparently not going to London now. A strong denial from the Chargers yesterday. Good. We'll get to that with Bert. Good. And we'll get back to your calls on the Patriots next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
It's total. Okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we're planning to be for a long time. Period.
Oh, someone's upset. Dean Spanos isn't going anywheres. That's what he says. That's the owner of the Chargers after a report yesterday in The Athletic said it had been discussed that the Chargers could be considered for a move to London.
It's total.
Okay, all right. It's total BS.
All right.
You know what? I don't believe him.
Oh, I don't believe. No.
We're not going anywhere.
Anywhere. That sounds like a kind of like a Goodfellas. Like,
we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. You ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. I don't believe him. You believe him?
You think he's going?
No, I just don't. I don't believe that the report is. It came out of nowhere and it was completely fabricated. I'm sure someone somewhere had a conversation about this. And what's happened is there are certain circles within the league that said, these guys are having a conversation about London. They're not supposed to be having a conversation about London. And someone else is pissed hearing about it. And now he's got to cover up their tracks. And that's why he's got such a strong denial of it. That's what I think is going on.
I heard an interesting theory about
this. Oh, what'd you hear about this, Bert? Let's hear it.
I heard an interesting theory about this, that this could be the league putting the putting pressure on the Jaguars to go.
So they drummed up that the Chargers were talking about it
the league could potentially use this as pressure to get the Jaguars to go, because they put such an effort into trying to make it work, and they have spent 15 years I think we're 12-13 years. The goal was to get a team there in 15 years, right?
But they got
when
get,
they start.
They got to get either someone to go or they got to expand.
That's 2022, right? Like, would be the target to get a team over there. All right, it's another way to grow revenue. There's a legacy element of this to guys like Jerry and Kraft that I think for them, it's being the first North American sports league to have a team over there.
Mentioned it multiple times over the years.
It's a legacy thing for them.
Yep. Would Jacksonville get better dental coverage from the NFLPA?
I don't know what the dental coverage would be over in London. So, number one,
Hardy
would tell you that they need less coverage over there because they actually just have better teeth to begin with.
So I think there are two.
Is this whitener? Maybe give them whitener strips.
All right. So to me, there are two elements here. Number one, we know that the league has a problem with the Chargers in LA. What I've been told, their target was to sell to make $400 million on the PSLs. My understanding is that number is currently around 70 million. We're talking 9 months out from the stadium opening. That's how far behind they are, right? And the Rams aren't happy with them because they undercut the Rams' prices, right? Because it was part of the agreement that they had to sell PSLs. They undercut the Rams' prices. Some of the PSLs are going for like $100, which, if you know the way these things
work, so they're sharing the stadium, but they're.
Right. And so.
This is weird.
But here's where the Chargers are screwing the Rams. Is
you're cheap? That's half the price.
If you're just an NFL fan in LA, right?
I'm going to take cheaper ticket.
Right.
If you're going to take clients out, say. And how about this? Say the Chargers do get a guy like Brady,
right?
Or some bona fide superstar,
right?
Some new young fresh meat in the league,
right?
Now you say, boy, man, that's an attractive ticket.
Yep. Yeah. So you have that one.
I can see that.
You have that one part of it, right? Like where the league has a legitimate problem. What are we going to do with the Chargers? And then on the other end of it. The league wants to eventually have a team in London. So one fits with the other. I just don't think we heard about this with LA, right? So you guys remember like the Chargers and Raiders had the other stadium project in LA. Mm-hmm. The reason the league went with Kroenke is because the stadium project that Kroenke had in LA was so far superior to what like Spanos and Mark Davis had put together in Carson, right?
Right.
And they didn't trust the market. To Kroenke, to Spanos and Davis.
Yes.
Like they wanted to have an owner there who they could trust would understand the market and would be able to maximize the market. So who do they pick? They pick the real estate developer, right? They pick the guy who probably has the best understanding of how to do something like this, Stan Kroenke. Who do you think they're going to trust to go over to London? Dean Spanos or Shad Khan?
Shad Khan, who already owns a team over there.
Perfect for that market. He was born overseas. He's got a soccer team over there already in Fulham. He owns a soccer team
over there. Super smart business guy.
Incredible businessman. Self-made, right? Yeah. 100% self-made, right? And he's got money coming out of his ears. He's the third or fourth wealthiest owner in the league.
Yeah.
Shad Khan's perfect.
And the thing with...
And it's going to be up to Shad Khan when he wants to pull the trigger on this. But like, if you're the league and if you're someone at the league level and... God, we really got to get started on the idea of putting a team over there. And Shad isn't quite ready yet. What do? You make him believe that there's competition for the market, right?
But is there real competition or not?
I do not think the NFL is going to trust their future in London, because you, this is one you can't get wrong.
If that, if that's the case,
so, then, so Shotgun's not going to buy it. Then he's going to be like, yeah, whatever, go ahead, put the charges.
And if that's the case, they didn't let Dean Spanos in on the play. It's
so
like
here's the shot,
Dean. You're going to have to just play along a little tiny bit,
Help us out, Dean.
Here's the flip side of
it. We ain't going anywhere.
You want to have, but I don't think Dean's in on it.
I didn't say
because I think Dean looks. I'm sure Dean looks at this and says to himself, "Well, what the hell? I'm already having a hard enough time here. I'm having a hard enough time selling my team in this market, and now you're going to put out there that we're like sniffing around other places." So that kills him, right? Like I mean, like
who cares? He's got no fans. Anyway.
But if you're him, right? I mean, it is literally the team with no fans.
Sell your team already.
See, and that's the funny thing to me. Like Dean is like,
I mean, you guys saw the crowd. Like, it didn't get as much publicity this week, but the Packers game this weekend.
Well, it was the same thing as
the Steelers game.
He issues this denial, this tough guy thing. It's like, Dean, you can say whatever you want, but it's not 100% entirely up to you. If nobody goes to the games and you don't sell the premium seat licenses and nothing else goes your way there, your hand might be forced to where you have to leave. I'm not saying you have to go to London, but for him to say, we're not going anywhere ever. We're here for good. Are you? Because if people don't care about your team. And maybe the TV revenue is what it's all about, and they just don't care. And if it looks bad, oh, well, they're still making plenty of money off the TV licenses, and it's still in the second biggest market in the country, and it really doesn't matter. But for him to say that it's like 100% on him and we're not going anywhere, that's a little disingenuous.
He has to say it, though. Like, from a business standpoint, don't you have to say that? If you're trying to sell PSLs,
sure. But if it gets bad enough, they'll leave.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, they may have to.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, that, and that's part of the whole equation for the NFL is, like, okay, like, what this is going to be now is, like, what we saw for the Steeler game, what we saw for the Packer game. Are you comfortable with that?
What division is that London team going to be in?
I think that's going to be a fight between the owners in the South divisions and the East divisions, because someone is going to have to bite the bullet and commit to having to play a game over there every year.
Every year.
Right. So that's playing a division game 7 hours away from here, right?
Patriots going to be in that division?
Now, it's not unprecedented because, remember, the Arizona Cardinals used to be in the NFC East. So that was a pretty long trip for, like, the Eagles and the Giants.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, I mean, it's definitely something that you have. Now, the flip side of it is that you have to. The flip side of
they
it
could
is.
Move, they could move Miami to the south. And Jacksonville, which will now become London, to the east.
Just flip them.
They have to move them east.
That would make sense.
They've got
to
be in east.
And then all of a sudden,
any Patriots, team that goes there has to be in east.
And then Patriots have a road game in London every year.
And Bill Belichick wouldn't be happy with that. You know who would be happy with that?
Zoe would love it. He loves London.
Hello, you know who would love it?
Hello.
Robert Kraft would love it.
Oh yeah.
The Kraft family would love that.
International exposure.
Yep.
Every single year.
Go see Big Ben.
You'd have fans in a different country that you would have established fans elsewhere.
I get a tweed suit. It's a knit tie and a apple cap.
I'd like you to have
a one zone to dress up.
What's up? Take some jam. I'll take a jar of jam with me. I got some jam on my toast.
Oh, if the Patriots go over there again, we gotta get him to dress like an Englishman when he goes over.
Of course, in a pipe.
Jackass. New timeout.
A wig. I need a pocket watch. Hello, Bob.
We're going to get to
Jolly good play.
Interview with Zoe and Brady. I don't know if you caught any of that earlier today. Brady and Zoe sat down yesterday.
The annual bye week.
The annual bye week interview happened yesterday. The one-on-one exclusive. Brady and Zoe yesterday. We'll get back to that with Bert next. And also, we do want to mention the quarterback change that happened with the Jaguars quickly. We'll do that as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.